the other side. After so many years in the States, I find I am forgetting my mother tongue and my Mexican ways. For example, I just called this place the States instead of el otro lado, the other side, as we say in Mexico. Earlier today, I could not remember the word for cage, jaula, perhaps because I'm not fond of cages. Perhaps because I have never had the misfortune to be kept in one. I remember the two canaries my father bought me one bright Sunday from a vendor in the Plaza Coyacan. I named them Chucha and Rogelio and hung their cage in our garden in the shade, covering them at night to keep them warm. Afternoons, still in my school uniform, Mother let me climb up on the little stool and talk to them through the wires. I fancied myself their mother, my babies, though I realize now I knew nothing of motherhood then. Today, I turn off my radio and I take out a map, smoothing it on the kitchen table and tracing my finger along the Rio Grande, El Rio Bravo. The river is neither big nor brave. Perhaps it got its name from the people who dare to cross it, from people like me who braved the big danger. On this side, on this otro lado, cages hold little ones, helpless as canaries. No adoring mother to watch them in the afternoon, to tuck them in at night. Mothers so distant, they can't even be found. Their children in jaulas. I close my eyes and imagine that I stand straddling that brave river, a human bridge, 1 foot in El Paso, 1 foot in Juarez, unable to choose between the two jaulas.